I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. From 1975 to 1990, a civil war ravaged Lebanon. Pierre Husney of Horizons International says Lebanon's current financial crisis might be even worse. People have less access to food now than during the war. To make matters worse, Iranian-backed political army Hezbollah has taken advantage of the situation to gain more power in Lebanon.
But at the same time, the dependence of common people on Hezbollah is actually going up. And so especially among the Shiite people, they're really dependent on pledging their allegiance to Hezbollah to be even able to provide for themselves.
Still, many Lebanese are finding an entirely different source of hope. Husney says people are becoming Christians left and right, putting their trust in him rather than governments. Please pray this trend continues and ask God to intervene in Lebanon's crisis. And a maximum security prison is an unlikely place for spiritual revival, or so you'd think. El Bocaron prison is one of three maximum security prisons in Guatemala. During the pandemic, the prison was closed to visitors, but during a brief opening in August, Crossroads Prison Ministries connected with El Bocaron Prison's chaplain to start a Bible study program. Afterwards, the prisons closed again. Speaking through a translator, Crossroads Guatemala Byron Aguilar.
We had an opportunity to travel there and bring Bibles, food, and Crossroads Bible study lessons in January to the Bocaron Prison. There were 30 students inside this prison that signed up for the Crossroads Bible study program. Seven of them gave their lives to the Lord and decided that they wanted to be baptized.
Praise God with us for changed lives in Guatemala prisons. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Consider giving today. Look for the Support M&N tab at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.